Welcome to the Genie Podcast. I'm Grant Bruner, and with me today is Don Otfuss. How are you, Don?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and your relationship to Genie?
I've been doing genealogy probably since about middle school. My aunt got me into it, and it was always something I was really interested in, and discovered Genie through a friend who was working there, Giacomo Di Grigoli. Who told me, you know, hey, you should really check out this Genie thing. I think you'd really like it because he knew of my love of genealogy. And I signed up. I've been a member for probably about, I'm probably coming up on 4 years now.
You've obviously been there for a long time, so you've seen it grow. Why exactly do you find Genie so compelling for your genealogy?
Well, what I really liked about it was, you know, I felt that it was like Facebook for your family, you know, where as I invited you know, like my mom and my cousins, and they invited their families. What we found happening was, you know, someone in the family might have a family album that no one else ever saw that has pictures of you. And when they go and they scan the photos in, it's like, wow, hey, that was me from like a long time ago. And I didn't even know that photo existed, and brought up a lot of memories, and it kept my family connected. Through sharing not only the photos but different stories people had of different events or people in our lives that were in our family that may not be with us anymore. It was just a really neat way to work on our family tree in a collaborative manner.
What kind of you know, interesting finds have you made by using Genie over these past 4 years?
As I added family and family added family and family added family. You know, we got to the point where we had a couple of events that occurred where we had a discovery of a large part of our family that we didn't know existed. In my family, my mom's parents were divorced in the 40s when my mom was a teenager, and she didn't know a lot about her father other than that he was his name got changed from Rodriguez to Rogers. And that his father was born in Hawaii, and that he had died. My mom's grandfather had died before my mom was born, so she didn't really know very much about that family. So one of the things that we did is did a trip to Honolulu, and said, "Hey, let's just go to the Catholic Church, you know, because they were Portuguese. We figured they were Catholic, and let's go ask the parish, you know, what they would know, because the Catholic Church in Honolulu, the Cathedral of Our Lady of Peace, has been there for I think it's the longest." Continuously operating Catholic Church in the United States, been there since 1840s. And, you know, we got there and they told us, you know, well, you know, if you don't know, you know, we don't really keep the records here, but if you know that your family was Portuguese, you should really talk to the Portuguese Hawaiian Ancestry Association. And so they gave us the address and we drove to this little office that was staffed by a couple volunteers from the Portuguese Hawaiian Ancestry Association. And they were like, well, let's look up your name. And so they looked up my great-grandfather, my mom's grandfather's name under Rodriguez and under Rogers, and they found him. And one of the things that they do is they keep track of all the birth, death, baptismal records for anybody that was Portuguese Hawaiian that stayed in Hawaii. So as long as they were in Hawaii, they had the information. So, you know, lo and behold, you know, we found out my grandfather had, you know, a bunch of siblings, his both of his parents had very large families. They both stayed in Hawaii. So we had all this information my mom had no idea existed. So we took all, you know, they printed everything off for us, and I went back to the hotel room and I put it all into Genie. And one of the things they told us was you should go check out the King Street Cemetery, which is the which was the Catholic cemetery for Honolulu up until about 1930. And they said, you know, you probably have your great 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 grandparents are probably be buried there. And sure enough, we went there and found my great 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 grandparents. Grave sites. They one had died in 1909, one died in 1903, and there were flowers that someone had left on the grave. And this was like July 4th weekend, and I'm like, who? I was like, I look at my mom, I'm like, who's leaving flowers on the grave? I mean, these people died over 100 years ago. And we thought, well, gee, if you know, they left flowers on the grave, they must be related to us. And so we went and got a note and a Ziploc bag and wrote a note on a piece of paper in Sharpie, you know, with all my contact information, explaining who we were. And we tied it around, you know, put my phone number on there, my email, and we tied it around the headstone. And we figured, hey, you know, if they come to put flowers again, then, you know, they'll find this note and they'll contact us. So that was July 4th weekend. And 7 months later, I get a phone call from Hawaii. And they're like, you know, is this Don Otfuss? I said, yes. And And I said, "Who is this?" He says, "Oh, my name is Kip Parker, and I found the note you left on the gravestones of my great great grandparents." And I said, "Oh, so," and then we figured out how we were related. And he goes, "Gosh, you really would have loved my grandmother. My grandmother actually wrote a book on our family, and you should take a look at it and see what you think." So I invited him to Genie, and then he invited all of his family to Genie. And these are all people that my mom had no idea existed. And we had this large extended family on that side of the family. It's part of the Parker family. The Parker Ranch in Honolulu is where they're related to. And we're actually related to them through the Vieiras, which was my mom's great-grandmother's side of the family, great-great-grandmother's side of the family. And so they all joined Genie, and they had photos of my great-grandfather that my mom had never seen. So my mom had never known what her great-grandfather had looked like, and they had photos, and it brought tears to my mom's eyes to be able to see a picture of her grandfather, someone who she'd never known and knew very little about. And, it was all because of Genie that was able to happen.
You know, this kind of stuff had happened before with genealogy, and people would go and they make great finds, and then they'd write it down in their book, and maybe their kids would know about it, and then their kids would know about it, but nobody else in the family would really know about all the great finds. Now that we have collaborative genealogy through Genie, you know, everybody in your family can share on these great finds.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that is a good case of that is like my second cousin, twice removed, Kip. You know, his grandmother had written this huge book, but she didn't know that my great grandfather had changed his name from Rodriguez to Rogers. So she had a note in the book that this person existed, but didn't have any information on him or any of his brothers or sisters because they had come to California and changed their name to Rogers. So there was this big gap missing in this wonderful book she put together, and there was this big gap where my family kind of filled in, and you know everyone was really excited to find out about us once they understood who we were.
You know, with Genie, one of the biggest aspects of it is being able to be connected to the World Family Tree, or Big Tree, as some people call it. So the question is, are you part of the Big Tree?
Yes, we are part of the Big Tree. One of the connection that we made to the Big Tree there was my great grandfather had remarried to a woman by the name of Dolly Otis, and I spoke to her grandson, and he lives in Mountain View. When I just found out who he was and told him who I was and how we were related, he was like, "Yeah, my grandmother always said we were part of the Otis elevator family, and you know, I never believed her." And I'm like, "Well, let me see what I can find out." So I did some research, and sure enough, you know, seven generations, removed, you know, the Dolly was related to the Otis family. And the other people that are related to the Otis family is Amelia Earhart. And so once we connected up through Amelia Earhart, we got connected to the Big Tree in Genie.
Yeah. So Amelia Earhart, that's a pretty interesting connection. What do you have any other favorite connections that your favorite paths on Genie?
Wow. Let's see. Well, on the family that we discovered through our trip to Hawaii, another one of the descendants is Brandon Urie. He's the lead singer of Panic at the Disco. That was one that we discovered. And then another one is Ed Parker Sr., who brought Kenpo Karate to the United States and was Elvis's bodyguard. It actually taught karate to Elvis and was his bodyguard in Elvis's later years, is actually related to us as well through that side of the family. Those are probably the two really close connections that I found, but it's a lot of fun to go through Genie and like pick a famous person and see if you can find a connection, you know, through the Big Tree. It's really a neat thing to do.
You're going to find people in your family that aren't, you know, they're not really all that interested in genealogy, but obviously when they see things that you can do on Genie, maybe they'll actually become more interested. So the question is, how do you, you know, quote unquote, sell Genie to these people that, you know, that aren't really all that interested in genealogy in the first place?
I think one of the biggest things that I found that my family, my extended family, like, you know, some of my more distant cousins really like about it is that it reminds everybody of like when there's birthdays and when there's anniversaries. And, some of the older people in my family, they love the fact that they get reminders and they can send gifts on Genie and, you know, send a little happy face and it goes through there and it posts on their wall. They really, really like that feature. And, it keeps them engaged and they go through and they add their photos and they add their stories that they know. And it keeps them involved in what we're doing as we're trying to, you know, trying to build out our family tree.
Yeah, absolutely. So if let's say there's someone listening to this podcast that maybe they joined up Genie and they added their parents and grandparents, but they don't really know where to go from there. What would you recommend that they start doing?
One of the things that I did, I think, you know, for my immediate family, my mom knew like where my grandmother had lived, but we kind of lost touch. She knew that she had a couple of uncles that she had lost touch with. And one of the things that I did was just I hopped online and I went to the property records for the county, and I was able to find for that address, you know, when the property transferred, like back in the 70s, the name of the woman, which was my grandmother's daughter-in-law, she had remarried, and what the name was. And so, you know, once we saw that, I was able to find that line of the tree, and just hop on Google and try to find people that are still alive. You know, when you Google folks, you find them on Facebook, you find them on MySpace. You know, you just send a little, you know, drop an email and say, hey, you know, check, you know, here's how I'm related to you. I'd like to show you and share, you know, sort of what I've done with our family tree. Would you be interested? You know, some people don't respond, some people do. And, you know, when they do respond, that just unlocks another piece of the tree that you didn't have before. You know, and every time I've done something like that, you know, either going through the, you know, birth, death records, cemetery records, you know, property records, and finding an unlock another piece of the tree and invite them to Genie, you know, once you invite them to Genie, they can see where they can invite their mother, their father, their grandfather, and then their cousins, their aunts, their uncles. And, you know, it just ends up, you know, continuing to kind of spiral as more and more people add more and more things. And they may be people that aren't related to you directly, but then, you know, someone will get tagged in a photo that is related to you, and you end up finding some more information about someone, you know, that you didn't know that you didn't have before.
For you personally, what is, you know, your favorite feature of Genie?
You know, I really, when I first started using Genie, I think one of the neatest things that I really found to be useful and interesting was the navigation through the flash site of the tree. You know, being able to click on someone's profile and immediately have their tree pop up and be able to see, you know, really quickly, you know, who was related to who and how, and on how the lines were, and if someone had divorced and remarried, you know, what their second wives, second husbands, and their kids, and it's all really presented to you in a very clean and very understandable fashion. And that was something I had not found with any other site that I had ever used, either standalone software or other online sites. And I just thought that was kind of like the wow factor for me was like, wow, this is really easy to use, really easy to navigate. And it just allowed me once I got going with it, it was really easy for me to just add people, add siblings, add, you know, children, add parents, and just click right through on really building out my tree really fast.
So thank you very, very much for your time, Don, and it's been quite interesting. So for the Genie Podcast, I'm Grant Bruner. Thanks for listening, and have a good one.